This is Donnie
and Dana,
and today we are chatting about quite a serious topic called substance abuse.
Substance abuse is a very challenging topic to discuss because it might trigger some of the listeners at this point in time, but maybe you need to be triggered to realize that you've actually got a problem. And I say that with all the love and respect in this world. That problem doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. It just means that you are struggling with something and you might need a little bit of an extra lending, helping hand or support along the way.
So what do we see as a substance? Alcohol is a substance. What else is a substance?
A cell phone.
Pills? Prescription medication? Non-prescription medication? Vaping?
I said cell phone due to the fact that you can research substances and get your hands and access onto various.
That's what that cheeky face was all about. Okay. Yes. I don't read all your cheeky faces yet. Okay, fantastic. So there's many a substance that is being abused in our country. We had a conversation over December, then on the 25th and the 26th of December, 7.7 billion rand was spent on alcohol in South Africa. So that obviously is very concerning. And okay, so Dana is having a quick laugh. I'm assuming my face is being pulled funny, but that's fine. I got blessed with this face. I like it. Substance abuse is a very serious topic. Within our field of child protection, it's something that we're very concerned about. But we also see that children of parents that have the problem with substance abuse. We see a lot of grandmothers and grandfathers these days approaching the court to have their kids or their grandkids at least move in with them. We've seen that quite often. What is it that makes substance abuse something where from the outside you can see it? You can see the devastation it creates. You can see the devastation it leaves behind. But why would people then still actually try and think they would be an exception to the rule if they go out drinking, etc.? Can you explain that, Dana?
I think people try something for the excitement and the thrill that it might bring to them. So what that means is if you're uncertain of how you're going to behave or feel after consuming a substance of sorts, you're going to want to experiment. You're going to want to try. But as Donnie mentioned, rightfully so, it is hereditary. What does that mean? If your mom or dad smoke, for instance, there's a high possibility that you can get addicted to smoking as well, due to the fact that mom and dad have addictive properties inside of their gene pool. So those addictive properties can be passed over to you as well as a minor or a child of parents that abuse substances. So if you've got substance abuse and a history of it in your family, you need to be extra careful. You need to take extra precaution because you don't know if you've got an addictive trait. You don't know if your body will react in a certain way where it gets hooked. For some people, it might take them trying a substance 10 times before they are hooked. For you, it might just mean I take one cigarette and smoke one cigarette, and after that, I am now a smoker going forward in life. So why take that risk?
Well, 100%. I think that's the one thing that I've never understood, but I must also share that I'm a teetotaler and I've been a teetotaler since birth. So
I don't think everyone knows what that means.
Okay, so do I say again cell phone? Do they Google again? So a teetotaler means I've never had alcohol in my life, not a drop, since birth. So I'm nearly 43 and I've never had a drop of alcohol. So a lot of that doesn't make sense to me. But I've been on rugby tours before. I've seen how people cannot withstand that social part of drinking, that part of I want to be part of the group. And one of the ways to be part of the group is to partake in what the group does. And one of the things would be drinking, smoking. Daha becomes a big problem when the wrong people are all together. Hubblies is a problem, which is Hubbly was the pre-vape stage because it's nothing else than a glorified vape. So that is a massive concern that a lot of that is not the individual thinking, I must or I want. They want to feel a part of something. Now, Another substance abuse story that I think is concerning is where people struggle and they might struggle with depression. They then go to a psychologist and a psychiatrist and they get prescription medication. They then get addicted to that prescription medication and they make misuse of those kind of that substance. They also then realize that there are certain over-the-counter medication, which you don't need a lengthy conversation with a doctor with or anything, that you can find. I'm now specifically speaking about a medication that contains codeine, which obviously has a calming influence. And then they misuse non-prescription medication. And they are able to then load up on quite a lot of different pills that have codeine in. And they obviously, that's substance abuse as well. What we also see, Dana, within our world and in our work is that substance abuse is only one small part of a bigger concern. Once mom and dad has had, for example, too much to drink, then their kids are also being abused. What do we say to kids if mom and dad is misusing substances? Mom and dad gets home drunk. Mom and dad, I mean, you were with me at a school the other day when I asked the kids, how many of you have had to put a parent drunk to bed? And even you were shocked to see the percentage of kids that had to raise their hands. What do we say to the people out there who's got somebody that just cannot put down the substance of choice? Be it alcohol, be it cigarettes, be it dacha, be it whatever the case might be.
So, Dani, that's a very good question. At our schools that we go to, we often educate the kids on the fact that that's not normal. Remember, these kids don't understand that mom and dad coming home drunk out of their minds, that is abnormal behavior, that is not what they should be exposed to as minors. So, number one, we create a lot of awareness. Number two, we educate these children surrounding those kinds of topics. And number three, we then tell the children where to go and get help. That's very important. No child should be putting a family member to bed because a family member is not able to look after themselves. No child should be taking care of a younger sibling because their parents or their caretakers are too intoxicated to be sound of mind to make rational decisions to put the younger sibling to bed or to make dinner or to bath the child. Those are very abnormal circumstances. And for someone who is using and abusing substances, you might not realize the secondary trauma you are causing in your family members' lives. They are impacted. As much as you are feeling a certain kind of pain that you are trying to numb and hide by using and abusing the substance, it could be due to the fact that you lost a job. It could be due to the fact that you've gone through a divorce or you've lost a family member. It doesn't matter what has triggered that behavior. It started from somewhere. And you might not in the moment be sound of mind to understand the consequences of your behavior. But the people that are really suffering is not you. The people that are suffering is those around you. A child that has to put their parent to sleep for the very first time takes it upon themselves and a bigger responsibility than they can actually handle. And that trauma stays with them for the rest of their lives. That trauma impacts them when they go into relationships later on in life. They also feel a sense of guilt that it's because of them or because they've done something to trigger their parent that their parent is acting out in this kind of way. They as a minor do not understand and cannot comprehend what could be so bad that a substance needs to be used to the point that you cannot function in an orderly manner any longer. So we often tell those kids they need to reach out to us for help. They need to get assistance. They need to get urgent attention from our organization so that we can take them through the necessary steps and procedures in place to get them out of that kind of environment. And also, most importantly, to get the individual who is abusing the substances the help that they need.
So one of the problems that we see is that very few people want to accept that they've got a problem. Even when they drink over the top every single day, they don't want to accept that they've got a problem. if that is the case, I would think the best way to handle that is to try and get them somebody to speak to. And we've obviously got this amazing counseling hotline with Radio Pulpit and IM Youth that is available, that have people from all walks of life. None of us on the other side are perfect. I'm saying us, like I do the counseling. I don't need counseling anymore. But none of us are perfect. So have a conversation. See that some of the things that you are doing might not be perfect. It might not be right. And let's see how we can offer you the tools to cope with that. How do they make contact with our counseling hotline, Dana?
They reach out to us on WhatsApp, so they can send a message to 076-037-6345. That's 076-037-6345. Donnie, is there anything you want to say to the audience, you know, just to end off this topic on substance abuse?
Don't wait. If you think there's a problem, speak up. Don't wait until a real problem surfaces and that substance abuse turns into addiction. Speak up, speak out, ask for the help. There's knowledgeable people available absolutely free of charge. And looking at your hand, am I nearly done? Not. How many seconds do I have left?
As Donnie mentioned, don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until you have traumatized your family to a point that they are impacted for the rest of their lives. Rather seek help sooner rather than later. And also before something tragic happens, like you take some substance and it's not enough, and then you take more of it, and then that is the end of you. We want to avoid that at all costs. So reach out to our counseling hotline. Let us help you if you are in need of help. That is what we are there for, and that is why that platform is open and is free.